Welcome to The Update. I'm Eleanor Quirk. The Federal Treasurer is warning escalating tensions in the Middle East will affect Australia's economy. Jim Chalmers has met with his G20 counterparts and concedes global pressures will weigh heavily on next month's budget. Dr. Chalmers says it's concerning after months of progress reining in inflation.
This is primarily a concern about the innocent people of the Middle East. We don't want to see more lives lost, but we also don't want to see more damage done to the global economy. The conflict in the Middle East, rising, escalating tensions in the Middle East do risk another spike in inflation.
There's been dramatic scenes outside Donald Trump's trial where a man has set himself on fire. Emergency crews rushed to extinguish the blaze after the man threw flyers in the air outside the Manhattan courthouse before dousing himself in lighter fluid and igniting it. CNN's Laura Coates was at the scene as the drama unfolded.
We are watching multiple fires breaking out around his body and person. We have seen an arm that has been visible, that has been engulfed in total flames. There is chaos that is happening. People are wondering right now if people are in danger.
The man remains in a critical condition. Police have charged a second man with riot offences after chaos broke out in the wake of Monday's terror attack in Sydney's West. The 45-year-old man is facing riot and threatening violence charges after a bishop was stabbed at an Orthodox church. And authorities in Queensland have issued a warning to tourists after a teenager was killed in a crocodile attack. The 16-year-old's body was found after he was attacked in waist-deep water in the Torres Strait. Matt Watson from the Department of Environment, Science and Innovation says anyone in far north Queensland needs to understand the risks.
Now, people should be aware that crocodiles swim in the ocean and they should be extra cautious around all waterways at night in croc country. The smaller the vessel, the greater the risk. So people should avoid using canoes and kayaks when they're in croc country.
Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, the Dragons have secured back-to-back victories with a 30-12 win over the Warriors in Wollongong. Dragons coach Shane Flanagan praising his side's efforts.
Probably the back end of that first half, so it was probably the 20-minute period that we just stayed in the arm wrestle. We just completed our sets and kicked long and, you know, backed our chase. That was probably the turning point. And I just obviously, you know, just confidence, you know, Zach kicking the 2-point field goal.
In a thriller, the Crows went down to Essendon by 3 points at Adelaide Oval. Crows coach Matthew Nix says his side failed to step up when it mattered.
We lost the contest, we got out-tackled. So it was just a lot of areas that weren't working, but our backs were to the wall and we hung in and hung in. But we expect so much more than that. Yeah, disappointing.
And in entertainment, Taylor Swift fans are continuing to forensically pore over the lyrics in her latest album after dropping the Tortured Poets department has already smashed streaming records. Singles The Alchemy and So High School widely tipped by fans to be about boyfriend Travis Kelce. And that's the latest from the Nova podcast team. We'll see you again soon for another episode of The Update.